Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump is applying pressure on Republican senators to pass their version of a major tax plan with a vote that may come as soon as Wednesday. Today, he's meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. This morning, he tweeted that with just a few changes, some mathematical, the middle class and job producers can get even more in actual dollars. Well, Senate leaders are reportedly making those changes to get the support of Republicans still on the fence. And pressure is also growing to change the secretive way sexual harassment cases are handled in Congress. So let's start the hour with NPR congressional reporter Susan Davis. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Robin. How are you doing?
I'm good. And lawmakers are scrambling, we hear, doing some deal-making changes, as the president said, to get those reluctant Republicans on board. What kind of horse trading are you hearing about?
Well, there's a couple of things we have to are watching for. One of the bigger overarching questions is the senators who have voiced concerns about what the tax bill might do to the deficit, specifically John McCain of Arizona, Jeff Flake of Arizona, and Bob Corker of Tennessee. The question of does this bill satisfy their concerns is still an open one, and we're going to be watching for that this week. And then there's also the question of things that are in the bill that some senators might not like or want to improve. For example, Susan Collins, who's a senator from Maine, has said she would like to see this bill do more for the middle class. Is there tweaks they can do to the bill to get her vote? And then there's things that they've put in the bill to secure other senators' votes. Good example of that is Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. The bill is expected to include language that will allow for drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which has been a priority for the Republican Party for decades, and specifically for Lisa Murkowski.
Yeah, well, then there are the pass-throughs. These are the businesses that feel they're unfairly taxed more than big corporations. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who's a businessman, is one of the leading voices calling for change there. But again, if all these little goodies are given out, that brings us to back to that deficit problem. I just want to underscore what you were saying about the concern of people like McCain. This is the Byrd rule. It's
yes.
A condition of the budget reconciliation process that legislation to pass with only 51 votes has to not increase the deficit by more than something like $1.5 trillion in the first 10 years. So how many goodies can they add?
Well, this is the tough math, right? And part of the reason we saw senators do things like include in the Senate bill essentially effectively ending the individual mandate in the Affordable Care Act is because doing that from a tax policy perspective is expected to give the federal government additional revenue somewhere in the tune of about $350 billion over that 10 years. So Republicans are taking that $350 billion and counting that math towards other things like increasing the child tax credit or spending it in other places. But you're right. I mean, the math is finite. They can only do so much and still contribute no more than $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years to the deficit. Otherwise, they couldn't bring it to the floor under these special rules that let it pass with only 50 votes plus one.
Right. Some of the changes we're hearing about over the weekend, the House bill has a provision that would roll back a 1954 law that bans churches and other nonprofits from engaging in political activity. So there's eyebrows raised there.
Yep.
The House bill would eliminate the teacher spending deduction. I just want to get this in here. Teachers spend on average about $500 to buy their own school supplies. They can get maybe $100 back. That might go away. So there's going to be some eyebrows raised over this. But in the time we have left, sexual harassment and the debate over it has, you could say, overshadowed all these tax plans. And there's these calls to make the congressional approach more transparent. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, one thing that Congress is doing immediately in the short term, and the House will vote on it this week, the Senate already has, is to mandate sexual harassment training every year at the start of Congresses for all employees, including lawmakers. So that it will be a new change. There is also legislation that's been introduced in both the House and Senate that is going through the committee process that would completely remake the process by which people who feel like they've been harassed, not just for sexual harassment, but for any harassment reason, age, race, other types of discrimination, to make the process more transparent, to give victims more legal rights, and to more transparency when these settlements are paid out, and they're paid for with our tax dollars, to let the public know where that money's coming from.
Well, we learned last week that there's many of us who didn't know that there's an office that paid out $17 million in all kinds of workplace settlements, but also lawmakers like Congressman Conyers used their office budget to do that. And the people who were the accusers had to pay for their own lawyers and representation while the congressman didn't.
That is correct. And this was paid through what's called an MRA. It's the member budget that they get for each office. This is something that the House Ethics Committee is likely going to look at in the process of that. And I'm told that the House Administration Committee, which has jurisdiction over this, is going to hold a hearing next week looking at these settlements and how they're paid out and how they can improve the system.
Well, we'll follow all of this. NPR congressional reporter, busy week for you. Susan Davis, thank you.
You're welcome.